Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, Daisy, 644478 at keen.com. Our topic today is meditation, but of course we shall have our cosmic weather report and our health tip. The health tip for today is related to stress. Although not a common stress reliever in the United States, passion flower extract is popular in Great Britain and throughout Europe as a general antidote for stress and stress-related conditions. This extract is said to help blood pressure, has slight tranquilizing effect to boost sleep without waking up groggy. So you use it as a tea at bedtime. My reference comes from Bottom Line Health Editors, the book Uncommon Cures for Everyday Ailments. Our cosmic weather, Venus and Neptune aspect. Making decisions right now takes careful consideration. In other words, we don't want to make an emotional packed decision right now. So we really need to think about it carefully or get a reading or get counsel. Jupiter's activity is strong for rewards, depending on, of course, the degrees in your chart. Ask me on Keen at Daisy 644478 at Keen.com. There's an extraordinary alignment with the Sun and Saturn, which is packing blessings. This is the positive side of Saturn. Of course, it has to do with degrees and stuff in your chart, but you can call me and we can personalize it. Today's topic, of course, is meditation. And I'm sure most of us have heard the scripture or are familiar with the scripture that says, "Be still and know that I am God." Meditation teaches us, with practice, how to still the mind. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15 reads this, "For thus says the Lord God, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength." Meditation has a lot of benefits: longevity, developing confidence, strength, relieving stress, and hearing God. The physical changes that occur is your heart rate slows, your blood pressure normalizes, you use oxygen more effectively, your immune function improves. Restful awareness is the most direct way to experience this, and that's through meditation. Meditation benefits. The stress hormone levels fall. On other shows, we talked about cortisol levels and the effects in the body. They're detrimental. And the unique combination of physical relaxation and an alert mind, yet quieted, this combination creates restful awareness. Research proves people who practice meditation on a regular basis have a wide range of health improvements, including reversing aging, less prone to infections, as well for in-depth study and some of the principles portrayed here. I'm taking from the book Grow Younger, Live Longer with Dr. Simon and Chopra. And that's Random House Publishers. It's a very good book. It not only covers quick and easy meditation techniques, but it gives you a basis for healthy eating. Oh, it's really good. So one of the things I want to talk about when you meditate is to try to visualize your body as a field of light and energy. In a moment of fearfulness or anxiousness, just take a quiet moment and visualize your body as light and say to yourself, "I am light and energy," and then take a deep breath. And that helps to change things. You can do that. Practice breathing exercises because that changes the inside of the body, and that's where the true healing comes from within. So that's how we quiet the inside by deep breathing. Hopefully, you can find a quiet place, undisturbed. Close your eyes, take a slow, deep breath through your nose and releasing it slowly. And that's called a cleansing breath. Some meditators chant the sounds of the chakras, like Om is the sound of the crown chakra. La is the sound of the kundalini energy. That's the creative force. That's the base center, and it comes up through and out the top. So while exhaling slowly, chant. If you're, you know, you can say the word hum. If I'm walking and I start to feel stressed, I think to myself, I am light and energy, hum, and you'd be surprised how it just changes quickly. So deep breathing is an internal cleansing process, and it lets us create deep cleansing breath, always remembering to exhale slowly. Right now, Holy Spirit, we offer ourselves to you today and our bodies as living sacrifices. And our spirit, through the blood of Jesus, open our hearts and our minds to your direction today. And I will begin to read now and take calls. Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi, Daisy. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. Thank you so much. Thank you. My name is Catherine, and I was wondering, please, if you could give me some insight into Jared and I working together on a project.
Okay.
I had called and emailed him. We spoke once. I'm wondering if I should call him, like, on Monday and touch base or wait for him to call me, please.
Okay. When you're going to be successful on this project, that's your first card, the Ace of Pentacles, and crossed by the Fool card, which means a new opportunity, new beginning. So you're going to start off. Something disappointing happened to him that, you know, but he is thinking about, and I got within the first day of the week. So I think Monday, if he doesn't touch base with you, you should reach out to him again. But it looks very possible like he's going to call you.
Oh, wow. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And you're going to be successful on the project. Remember that. There's a little bit of stress getting it going, and something happened to kind of throw him off base a little bit. But you're going to be okay. Just hold on to that, okay?
Yes,
you're
definitely.
Welcome.
Thank you
for
God
calling
bless
in.
You.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I was just wondering, thank you, anything you can tell me.
Okay. I am a little bit congested. There was a fire nearby, and the smell of smoke just attacks me immediately. And so I'm a little bit congested. It'll go away. I'm working on it. Well, the first card is the Six of Pentacles. That is known as the bribery card, or somebody giving you money, and across by the Ace of Pentacles. So something good is about to happen. You've had to be in a halt sort of phase here. It's like stop, you're going to regroup, there's a new wisdom coming to you. But things are going to start moving quickly. There's a breakthrough next week. You're trying to handle, you know, your life and being with staying with other people right now. But good news, that's soon to end. This month is going to be a good month. And according to your chart, and I believe I remember this, you're an eight, right? You were born an eight?
Yes.
Double eight? Okay. All right, so
Triple eight.
Hey, that's even better.
Triple eight.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so this month, I love September. It's the, you know, things cool and the air gets crisper and things cool down and it's harvest time. But this aspects that I talked about in the cosmic weather today, it appears in your cards and in my spirit that you are going to see a breakthrough this month.
That's wonderful. I do have a question.
Okay.
I have moved. Yes, I have a question. I have moved, and my best friend is wanting to move. I was wondering, can you see when that will happen?
Okay. Well, there's a strong guardian angel. There's been a bit of a dark cloud on this, caused by others, and still continuing negative energy coming at that. But the sun's shining, and the move's going to take place, and it looks like within a month.
That is wonderful. That is great news.
Jesus.
I thank you so much. Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Thank you for participating.
God bless you.
God bless you, too, with Spiritual Perceptions. Have a great day.
Thank you. You, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. One of the things we need to do is to calm ourselves and calm our mind. You know, as physical people, human beings, we want to solve things. There's got to be something I can do here. There's got to be something I can do. And that's such a trap sometimes when the spirit is trying to lead us in the right direction. We're busy just so with scattered energy. So, you know, meditation helps with that. Like I said, stop, take a deep cleansing breath, clear your aura, so to speak, clear your mind, and remember, quiet gives us confidence, will give us the confidence in making the right decisions, will give us the energy we need to move forward. So that's very important. And just remember, you know, we are human beings and we struggle with the physical side of life versus the spiritual side of life. So I hope, my friends, that you will begin a meditation time to center yourself and to receive all of God's benefits that he has for you. This is a really good way of communicating with God because when you know, he's speaking to people, he's speaking to us at all times, but we're so busy with our own physical makeup and mental activities that we don't always hear his communications. And by meditating, you will hear that. And there are other ways of meditating is meditating on the Word of God and getting it down deep into your heart, speak it over your life, and enjoy the benefits. God has nothing, 3 John 2, above all things, beloved, he calls us beloved, he wishes that we prosper and be in good health. God does not want us sick. He wants us well. He wants us happy. He wants us to have a good home. He wants us to have nice furnishings. He wants us to have a good life. And the world's contrary to that sometimes. And like the question the lady just asked about someone, there shows that there's energy coming from other people, negative energy. And meditation is a good way to shield that. One of the best things to do is when you meditate, put yourself in a mirror. If somebody is sending you bad juju, as they say, or bad energy, it just bounces off of that mirror, reflects right back. And they shouldn't be doing it. It's not like that you're taking vengeance by being in the mirror. It's just that they should not be doing that. You know, we're not supposed to bear false witness against people. We're not supposed to take vengeance. We leave that to God. So I hope everybody will attempt. And one of the biggest things to get manifestation in your life is to find the scripture you need, like the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That means you won't want for anything. Stand on that. Believe that. Speak it over yourself. I shall not want. And he leads me. And you got to believe that, that he will lead you. So let's take another call here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you? Hi.
I'm good. Look good.
I wanted to check in. I guess I'll ask for a general reading from you.
Okay. First card is indecision, and you come by it righteous. I mean, it's the energy that's been coming at you and the circumstances and life getting in the way and not sure which direction you're supposed to go.
It's very true.
But you have a strong guardian angel, St. Michael, who's trying to remove these obstacles from you. I show something to celebrate, something to be happy about within three, and that's in the present line. It could be 3 hours, but I doubt that. 3 days, maybe. I'm going to pray for that, okay? But definitely no more than 3 weeks. And there's something, a good money thing, paying job maybe, new opportunity coming to you.
Good. That's what I've been waiting for.
And the better part of your destiny now. We've had some really tough alignments. I'm surprised we didn't go to war or something. I'm glad we didn't. When I see those things, I pray about them. And we're going to see some better times now, more success in your life. And first is a career. It's a career. And then something around in the next 3 months, maybe towards the end of the year, Christmas time, someone personal in your life.
Okay.
So then you're going to start. First, you're going to seal your career. Then you're going to see your love life improve.
Okay, good. I know the career part, obviously being unemployed for a long time has been a real downer, and it's hard for me to be happy with someone else until I'm happy with myself. So that makes
sense.
That's
right. And I don't think that we can feel good about ourselves when we're broke, busted, and disgusted. We don't have money coming in. It's such an ugly feeling. But I show that breaking, and I praise God for it.
Okay, good. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions.
Okay, I will talk to you soon.
Yes, you will. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
I got you this time. Tell me, can you look at the future with him?
Okay. We're not singing hymns. You mean him, H-I-M. Just a little
Him.
A little humor. Never hurts to laugh. Laughter is good medicine.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, it's been real crazy. We have the moon card. And I want you to know self-deception. Self-deception. I mean, he's deceived himself. And we do that to ourselves by rationalizing. It's like a person that don't want to give up a habit, okay? So they rationalize all these things to keep the habit. And so he's been rationalizing, deceiving himself by his image, thinking that, what people are going to think of him instead of him thinking about what his happiness is. Okay, I show an opportunity crossed by the Ace of Wands with the strength above it, a strong opportunity. And it has to do with another person's health. And there is a change coming on that before the close of this year. And also financial security. He's going to have an opportunity to, this time it's a real good opportunity to sell his business.
So then it will be
there is a move. There's a move coming up. There's a move, actual geographic locational move.
Would
and
that be them and I together?
Yes, yes. That's the only way that he can deal with this emotionally, because he is way concerned about what people think.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you know, he is. I mean, that's a ruling factor. I used to be like that, but now it's like what people think of me is none of my business. I don't want to know. Keep it to yourself.
Well, will he open up anytime soon? Will he open up anytime soon about anything? He's just closed off right now.
Okay. Now, that's what the first card said, that moon card. But we have an aspect that's present in the heavens until November the 8th. It's between the 6th and the 8th, it starts moving out. And it has a lot to do with resolution, resolving problems, there's a Venus and Neptune aspect affecting that. Until November, between November 6th and 8th, where difficult relationships are going to resolve, whether they end and there's something better, or if they resolve to where, in your case, it looks like this is what he wants. It's just been money and his reputation that has kept him at. Right now he's going through a hard time. There's something coming up. Very difficult, not on him, not on you, on someone else's health. And it's going to force a change. Boy, and that can happen quickly. I remember going to the hospital. Woo, the whole thing changed. I went from a virgin system to taking medication. This is going to force this change. It has a lot to do with the Saturn and Venus aspect too. Saturn's still affecting us, but it's starting on a positive side because it is in a very good placement with the Sun right now. So that's going to bring rewards. It's going to bring financial rewards and rewards that money can't buy, like resolution of something that you've been fighting with for years or whatever, and coming to peace with it. So if that's what that seems to be what's affecting you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, then I'll just be patient.
Well, yeah, that's a virtue, and I'm not sure it's one of my best ones, but I find with meditation that I'm getting better in that area, because meditation is such a calming force, and it's like you can't fight things that you can't, that are out of your control. So it helps you to be at peace about everything and just, trust God more. And He has our best interests at heart, and He wants us to live a wonderful life. That is his desire for us. Sometimes we can't stop worrying, and meditation will help you with that. And we definitely need to change it. Worry is contaminating faith.
It is, yes. Okay, then. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Thank you. And we need to know that we need to stop worrying. we're in contaminates faith. It's the opposite of faith, and sometimes we feel like we're children of fear, that, and we just can't seem to let go of things. And actually, worry is a disease, and it spreads to the physical body and also creates mental disorders. You can read Proverbs 12, verse 25, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. And what I find out I do in my meditation is I go to the back of the cross and I see the stripes on Jesus' back, and I repeat that scripture. It's written in Isaiah. It's written in the New Testament. By his stripes we are healed. So you'd be surprised that will change things. Meditation is a very powerful tool. And we need to see worry as a signal to pray. When your mind's telling you to worry, your spirit's telling you to pray. A lot of times we don't listen to that spirit because it's a small, still voice, and the spirit of worry is louder and takes over. So you have to realize that it is a spirit, and it's not a good spirit. So Philippians 4, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 tells us, don't worry about anything. I mean anything. Instead, pray about everything, and tell God exactly what you need, and then thank him, thinking that he's going to do it. He's already done it. He just needs us to recognize that, and you will experience his peace. Meditation will bring you an inner peace, and it, you know, it's a wonderful feeling. And we need to go deep with God. We need to. He wants a personal relationship with us. Like, get up in the morning and say, good morning, Father. I hope I use me today for whatever. Help me to realize what I need and praise you for it. And go about your day. It doesn't mean that you have to get on your knees for 12 hours. It doesn't mean you have to fast for 20 days or whatever. Just start having a relationship with him. Actually, fasting is to help us with unbelief. If you're experiencing a lot of unbelief, skip a meal and tell God, I'm skipping this meal to help me with unbelief. And go deep with him. You know, put your life in his hands. And don't worry about missing out on anything. You'll find that all your concerns will be met. If you just put your mind there, put your heart there, speak good things over yourself. And just realize that worry cannot add nothing to your life. In fact, it takes from your life. And so we have to stop it. We need to recognize it, that it is not healthy. It is a disease to our body. And we ask God to heal us from it today. And when worry comes to your mind, stop and listen to your spirit. Stop and say, I am light and energy. And that, or la, or om, those are all good sounds to create an inner change within the body. Speaking words over our life is very powerful. God spoke the worlds into creation, so we have to understand that he wants us to have a life. Jeremiah 29:11 says, he knows our future for us and that it's good. It's not bad. The devil wants to create it that it's bad. And we have to get to a point where we recognize God as a God of miracles. And when you recognize that, I say to him, it comes from Psalm 77:14, Father, I know you are the God who performs miracles, and I receive whatever miracle you have for me. And then you open up to receive that. And God will take everything evil that the devil has done and dished out to you and turn it around. And that you got to speak to him. You got to ask him. And like I said, we try to figure things out ourselves. And, oh, I've got to do something. And religion has taught us that. But, you know, it's all been a stepping stone to this point. And we have evolved to the point of now that we can actually walk in the blessings. We can defeat these old mindsets that have been problem to people for many, many years. It's a problem-focused mentality. So we have to stop fighting shadows, ask God for a solution and his wisdom, and expect it. You got to reach out there and take it. In the name of Jesus today, for all listeners and future listeners, I call in the harvest. I pull it in, I take it. I take it for each and every person at the sound of my voice. And we praise you for it, Father, because we know it comes from you. And see, Christ is sometimes an opportunity to learn something. So ask God to help you with wisdom to understand the problem and the solution. And you will see that your pathway will change. So I want to pray right now. Father God, we come boldly before the throne of mercy, and we praise you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, and we praise you for your Holy Spirit, which we have offered ourselves to you today to be led by the Holy Spirit. We are children of yours, and we want to walk in your divine health, provision, and we want our spirit to be strong. And so we ask you to help us with our meditation. We thank you for this knowledge. We thank you for your word. We thank you for everything that you've already done for us, and help us to walk in the finished works of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. I will let everybody know when the next radio show is, and I thank you for everybody that participated. God bless you, and have a great day. Bye.